Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Portland Trailblazers' loss to the Pistons may have something looming a little bit larger. Scoot Henderson did not play in the fourth quarter, was minus 10 in his 12 minutes of action in the first half against Detroit. And that comes on the same day that The Ringer posted their least improved players of the 2024-2025 NBA season. Mike Opina did this. And Scoot Henderson, one of several players, including Mike Connolly, Tyrese Halliburton, Jonathan Kuminga, Jalen Green, who all were on this list. But Scoot Henderson's critique might be the most scathing of any of them on this least improved list.
Yeah, there's a thread you can pull from this article. Jonathan Kuminga, Jalen Green, Scoot Henderson.
Mm.
Oh. Where did they all come from?
The G League.
The Ignite. I have said it multiple times now. I think not only was it a problem, it has indeed a disservice to every single player.
Yeah. And guys like Mike Connolly, it's like, dude, father time undefeated. Tyrese Halliburton, that injury that he had in the playoffs last year or in the regular season,
the hamstring, yeah.
And then leaked into the playoffs, it still looks like it is affecting him. And then you have, you know, Scoot is on this list. And I'll just read the first paragraph because, boy, this one is scathing from Michael Pina. It's hard to be the most disappointing player in your draft class 2 years in a row, but despite expectations taking a downward turn after his abysmal rookie season, Henderson has somehow done it. He isn't worse per se, but it's hard to go lower when you're already in the basement. In his rookie season, Scoot committed more turnovers per 100 possessions than anybody else and had the lowest true shooting percentage among all qualified players. His jumper is still so broken that there was one play earlier this season in which he caught a pass with less than 2 seconds on the shot clock, and the nearest defender still decided to close out on his teammate.
And that's the thing here. For everybody who is clamoring for Scoot Henderson to play more minutes, and I have a rule, I don't kill rookies on their first contract, so I'm not out on Scoot. He has been disappointing. There's not a single metric you can point to and be like, hey, there's something here. Again, according to Cleaning the Glass, okay, his points per shot attempt, while improved, it has gone from the 9th percentile last year to the 16th percentile this year. His turnover rate, while improved league-wide, from the 5th percentile to the 14th percentile, he's gone from 17.5% turnover rate to 18.4. Okay? His shooting, he has gone from 7th percentile in the league in rim finishing to 14th percentile in the league. And again, low numbers here are bad.
Yeah.
His effective field goal percentage has gone from the 7th percentile to the 16th percentile. His three-point percentage has gone from the 20th percentile to the 18th percentile. Where, like, For everybody who's like, well, Scoot gets them organized and they do this. Look, man, I'm not going to disagree with you on that. I do agree that he gets them organized. But if you're atrocious at the rim, you're atrocious as a three-point shooter, you're turning the ball over at a league-high rate, and you're like, well, you know, but the intrinsic little... Brother, find another place to sell it.
Yeah.
He has got, for him to get the minutes that you want, for all of the, like, get rid of Ant and give it to Scoot, he has got to earn it. Yeah. If he puts 25, 30 games together where you start seeing things make a little bit more sense, sure, let's go down that path.
I think there's a point in here where I go, yes, this is kind of what I've seen watching Scoot, and it's one of those things where you go, man, is something ever going to click in this regard? Pina says he still thinks too much, doesn't seem to trust his own athleticism in spots where he absolutely should. Mm-hmm. It almost feels like when you watch Scoot, there are long stretches of the game where it doesn't feel like he has an idea of where he wants to go with the ball when he gets it in his hands, right?
Yeah.
And that's not, he doesn't trust the, whether it's trusting his athleticism or trusting the system in what they want to run conceptually on the floor. Like, it just doesn't seem like he has a lot of trust in himself or what they're trying to do.
The thing that, you know, I've mentioned this before. I've talked to a bunch of starting with in Scoot's rookie year, the first probably 25, 30 games when like veteran point guards came to town, I sidled up with multiple all-stars and was like, hey, I'm kind of doing this like background research for Scoot. I just like, what are the things that you needed to learn as a rookie point guard? Like, what were the most important things? And to a man, it is understand your matchup, have a plan, be decisive. And those are the three things that Scoot Henderson does not show regularly. That is, to me, that is the more underlying issue than the shooting or the finishing. Like, it just doesn't look like he knows what he wants to do and when he wants to do it. Now, when he does show that, it looks better. I was talking to a scout when they were here on their last homestand, and I was asking him about Scoot. And I go, what do you see with him? And he goes, beyond the skill stuff, he's just not precise. And I go, what do you mean by precise? He goes, watch his footwork when he drives. And I go, yeah, it's a problem. And he goes, that's the thing. If you don't know how many steps it takes you to get to a certain spot, how can you have your feet underneath you? Like, when you drill this stuff, everybody wants to be like, oh, you're just hooping. Go watch James Harden, Chris Paul, Damian Lillard. Watch guards who their foot, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Do you think that's just him like freewheeling on the fly? Or has he repped that footwork a million times? And not just doing it to do it, it's precise. It's 1-2 here. It's the same thing over and over. Like, Ant and Dame is a good one. I don't like going to it because everybody hammers it. Look at their footwork. It is the same every single time. And it's like, you're starting to see Shaden tighten that up. And look at the results. It's getting better. The thing that stands out is that everything about Scoot needs to be tightened up. Everything about him, whether it's precision with his footwork, whether it's precision in his passing, precision with his finishing, it's the craft. And I think it all started with the Ignite. Mm-hmm. I think that's where it all started.
And I think being in the Ignite when he was, what, 17 years old?
Yeah, he's there for 2 years.
He was there for 2 years. Coming into the NBA when you are 19 years old. And look, I think people forget he is still 20 and he can shore up a lot.
Yes.
But at the same time, there is, in some of those numbers that you were reading off were improvements, right?
Yes.
But overall, from year one to year two, even those small improvements are a regression because of the fact that he has played, you know, what, 90
games from 100 games, right? I think he's at 90 okay. or 91. Yeah. It's,
I mean, those are considered a regression because the game should be slowing down, and it's not. Yeah. Some numbers are going backwards. Others, we've seen some slight improvements.
And he's had more moments this year than he did all of last year combined.
But I think that those 2 years at 17 and 18 years old with the Ignite, coming into a situation where expectations were through the roof and were not helped by the fan base or the organization, if we're being quite honest, when you draft a guy third overall and you want, they told us that, you know, they were going to be asking a lot of Scoot Henderson as a foundational block of this team. And he wasn't ready for it. And,
and they started
seeing that he's not.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday, so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
They started him last year. They gave him that opportunity, and he was one of the least productive players in the entire NBA. It was very bad. It was one of those things where it was so detrimental to the rest of the team that they could no longer start him.
And I think that, you know, as part of Pina's piece here, that where he's talking about the least improved players in the NBA, and his point on Scoot is that he's only been on the floor for 8 final buzzers this season. Mm-hmm.
I mean, last night, he didn't play the fourth quarter because...
Didn't play the entirety of the fourth quarter, let alone when the game ended.
Because he was so poor in that game. The line in this piece, and this is where I raise the eyebrows, because when I look at Scoot, and this is kind of what I try to explain to people, when, like, why is Ant doing this, or why is DeAndre doing this, or, like, what, the veteran stuff, right? And if this is from Pina. If he can't, he's just talking about Scoot here. And if he, Scoot, can't space the floor or be trusted with the ball in his hands, it'll be hard for Chauncey Billups to play him with other members of Portland's core. Knowing their development will be affected by the strain Henderson's flaws put them through. You can't put Scoot Henderson out there with Tumani Kamara, Denny Avdia, and Donovan Clingan.
That's a problem.
Who's the shooter in that lineup? It's Shaden.
Shaden and then Denny.
Well, I was going to say Denny.
Yeah, Shaden and then Denny.
But like those are the things that you're kind of wanting those guys to work on. Mm-hmm. So if you've got a guy who is already...
Denny has been, he's been shooting really well.
Look, I love Denny. His flaw is that he's an inconsistent shooter.
Okay.
Like that's a thing. Like,
fair enough.
Last year was his record year. I think he shot just over 37% as a three-point shooter. And that was because he shot incredibly well from the corners. He started off incredibly poor this year, but now you're starting to see him kind of work his way into it. And this is my whole thing with Scoot. If Scoot all of a sudden flips a switch and earns minutes, give him the minutes. I think when Chauncey was out and Nate Bjorkman closed the game with Chauncey, it's very easy to close a game with the Hall of Famer. They closed the game with Scoot Henderson. Everybody's like, see, it's Nate Bjorkman. It's like, no, Scoot was good. Mm-hmm. He was very good, and he got that opportunity. The very next game, he wasn't as good. Anthony Simons was better, and guess who closed the game? Anthony Simons. It's like, for Scoot, he is just, for everybody, he's like, well, he needs the opportunity. No, he needs to show that he can uplift himself and others, and if he does that, he will get the opportunity. Of that, I have no doubt.
Do we feel like there may be a... I mean, when do you pull the ripcord on it? Because of what you said, the most problematic thing that you see there is you can't put him on the floor with those foundational pieces that Portland is building with. I mean, is Scoot a guy that we see maybe on another team?
I don't think it's anywhere near that with the organization. But post-trade deadline, I do very much believe he is going to get a lot of room. And it might not be make or break, but...
That's your time.
Like, you got 30 games, brother.
Yeah.
Time to show it. Otherwise, then you start raising eyebrows.
It's really interesting, though, that a lot of the things that you're talking about with the craft and all that stuff. And look, this is not unique to Scoot Henderson, because as you mentioned, two of those other guys on this list are G League Ignite guys. The guys who went to the G League Ignite with the idea that they were going to learn how to be pros before getting to the pros all lack seemingly
the professional stuff,
the professionalism of what it takes to do the little things to become a great basketball player.
It's yeah. I mean, there's a reason why the Ignite folded.
Yep.
Look, and
it
I'm
wasn't
not
working,
and I'm not against those guys getting their money. Like, what the reason they did that, or because they did that, it accelerated NIL. It 100% accelerated NIL because all of a sudden professional leagues were popping up as options for high schoolers.
Mm-hmm.
And the second that happened, it was like, oh, this is, there it's going to go.